suppose, something people do like, and that's having eggs for breakfast. And, well, you may have noticed a lack of eggs on shelves during your last visit to the supermarket. WA is currently experiencing an egg supply shortage. And to tell us more, WA Eggs Producer Association President Ian Wilson joins us right now. Hello, Ian.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Yeah, now, is our breakfast under threat, Ian?
Look, the egg shortage at the minute, can be traced back to probably before Christmas. Traditionally, Christmas and Easter are the two busiest times of the year as far as egg sales goes. And, this Christmas was particularly busy again. And normally we have a little bit of a lull in sales in January, but for some reason, sales were still very, very strong in January this year, predominantly with COVID and the restrictions on travel here in WA. People weren't going too far from home, so they were sticking to the traditional thing of bacon and eggs for breakfast. And then to compound that, in the middle of January, when they had the floods in South Australia and the railway line was derailed, no eggs from the east were coming across to WA. And traditionally, probably 20% of eggs sold in WA would come from the east coast. So when we had that big chunk in our supplies go, it's left us being pretty unable to meet the demand of the consumers. And that's still showing at the minute.
Yeah. Now, Ian, what seems to be the issue with eggs produced here in WA?
Well, we have facilities and producers who maintain a fairly regular production, and we have our, I suppose, peaks and troughs. But when you can't just turn the tap on overnight and produce more eggs, because of the fact that we don't have any more facilities with extra room or space to house birds here in WA, and to hatch a chicken and get eggs that are retail quality takes over 6 months. So it's just been unable for producers to meet up that shortfall. And all they can do is... And also the hot weather hasn't helped as well here. That impacts on production. And so with those combined effects, we're seeing definitely supermarket shelves in the major stores looking very bare, as is some of the other shelves.
Yeah. Now, does this mean a rise in cost of eggs here in WA?
Look, at the minute, farmers are reluctant to hit consumers. We're already... everybody's doing it a bit tough, I suppose, but the biggest impact for farmers here in WA will be in the coming months, and that's the price of wheat. As you're obviously everybody's aware, with what's the Russians invading the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Russia and Ukraine are two of the biggest producers of grain in the world, and the supplies from those two countries in the coming, in their growing season, in the summer or spring, is definitely going to be impacted around the world. And we're seeing wheat prices have gone up globally 20% in the last few weeks. So if we have flow-on effects here in WA with the price of wheat and grain, then farmers will definitely be looking that we could be having to... supplement our income with increased prices.
Yeah. Now, Ian, how do we know which brands are West Australian so we can support WA egg farmers and ensure Sunday breakfasts for years to come?
Well, at the minute, you'd be hard-pressed to find any of the brands from the eastern states. I believe some are just starting to make their way across. But traditionally, on the egg carton, you'll see an insignia, potentially proudly West Australian, or if you look on the fine print, it will have on there where they're packed. and it'll normally show you that it's West Australian, but there's so many brands around that it's almost impossible to differentiate these days. So if the consumer is definitely wants to be patriotic, they just need to take the time when they're looking through the display and cartons of eggs, and it will be somewhere on the carton that it's West Australian produced.
Yeah, okay. And finally there, Ian, when do you expect to see a full supply on shelves or have the shelves back to normal?
Well, look, we've still got Easter coming up in just over a month. And once again, everybody seems to have an urge to not only get their Cadbury Easter eggs, but they need their chicken eggs. And that's always a busy time for us as well. So I feel, and what we're hearing around the country is we're looking that it'll be at least another 2 to 3 months before we could get any resemblance of normality on the shelves, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, Ian, well, thank you very much for joining us today here on Noongar Radio, letting us know about that part of the supermarket shelf situation here in WA.
No worries. Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Okay. No worries, Ian.
Bye.
Bye. And there we go. That's WA Egg Producers Association President Ian Wilson